Hi, Professor. You wanted to talk to me about something? Yeah, the email I sent you. You want me to read it out loud? Why? It's like a private email, and I think you read it fine. Okay. Dear Professor, you said you weren't buying my excuses for my chronic lateness anymore, so I guess here's the truth. Let's start with the sort of acceptable, I've had a crush on you for a long time, before I even had classes with you. I tried to keep it quiet, I didn't want to make it awkward. I hope I haven't been making it awkward for you. Because my mind has been doing that to me for weeks now. I'm sure you've noticed me blushing, not making eye contact, stumbling over words, all of that. It's annoying, and I know that, and I'm sorry. I'm trying to keep my focus as best as I can, but I keep getting distracted by the little things you do that turn me on. Stupid little things, like when you stretch your arms after you've been writing on the board, or the way you fidget when you're listening to students talk, or little shifts in your voice. Or sometimes you'll say something in this serious teacher tone that makes me catch my breath and squeeze my thighs together. I get all sorts of chills when you laugh, or hell, even when you lean on the board or adjust your glasses. It's embarrassing to admit, but all those little things you wouldn't even notice yourself doing light a fire in me. I'll send me home soaking wet and only thinking of you. And then I started having dreams about you. I had a dream where I was the only one to show up to class, and you pulled up a chair in front of me and asked me if I had any questions. I asked you if you could touch me. Your hands stroked up and down my thighs for a while. And I asked if I could touch you. You let me touch your chest and hold your hands. You kissed me and I woke up. I had another dream where I knelt in front of your desk, sucking on one finger at a time, watching you get hard. And then another where you picked me up and shoved me back against the door and gave me your cock. It gets worse from there, but I still dream of you. And it's even more explicit. And now, with all that context, here's the truth of the matter. I've been late to class before, because I've been masturbating in the bathroom before class, locked myself in, cover my mouth with one hand, finger myself with the other. I try not to make any noises when I come, lick my fingers clean, wash my hands, go to class. I figured if I could get myself off before I see you, I'd be more calm and more able to focus. It worked the first time. I fucked myself in the bathroom, I came, went to class, and I felt better. I didn't get distracted for once because an orgasm was enough to calm me down. It worked the second time too. But every time since then, it's been making the problem worse. You'd think I'd stop doing it if it makes things worse, right? Nope, can't. The reason I was so out of it last Wednesday was because I didn't come before class, and I couldn't stop thinking of how badly I wanted to. I made eye contact with you by accident. You licked your lips, and I almost came right then, without even touching myself. You put a hand on my shoulder and asked me if it was okay as I was leaving, and I couldn't speak, remember? I just nodded and ran back to my dorm where I had a pillow to keep myself quiet. I fucked myself with my face in my pillow begging for you. The thought of you just touching my shoulder made me come harder than I ever have before. I licked my fingers clean and wished they were yours. God, I'm sorry for the awkward email, but you wanted the truth, so here it is. And the truth is that I've gone from having a crush on you to full on being a slut for you, and it's so bad, I have no hope of focusing in your class unless I masturbate beforehand. I hope you don't think less of me now. I'm sorry.